Hello, welcome to the big show. Yes, it's the big Christmas quiz where we round up all of the big news of the year into one 50-question quiz. And these fine people are vying for the title of big show quiz champion this year. Last year, I think, Jeff, did you win it or was it Patrice?
I don't remember.
Don't remember. Doc ran away with the Max Show quiz. Oh, was you, yeah. Doc ran away with the Max Show quiz. It was a bit of a romp, actually. There are 50 questions to get through. Are we all well?
Yes, thanks.
All fit to go?
Yes, indeed.
Excellent. Joining me, Ian Grant, Jeff, Patrice, Howard, Rich, Muller, and Attlee. So it's going to be a hell of a quiz. Absolutely fantastic. Right, 50 questions to choose from. Pick any number you like, but please make a note of the numbers that have gone so that you don't sit here picking out every all 49 numbers before you pick the last one at the very end. And also, it's 2 points for a correct answer, and it's 1 point for a bonus, but I want to see an indication of a hand or an I've got it or something like that if you want to steal the question and take it on. Are we all clear?
Yeah, yep.
Excellent. Brand yes, one, Sergeant. Then. Kick it off for us, Monsieur Grant.
Okay. Seven, then, for luck.
Seven. Seven.
Seven.
Right, seven. What did Google open source this year?
No idea.
What did Google open source this year?
Chrome. It's already open source. It can't be that.
No. Okay. Anyone want to steal?
I'll give it a shot.
Go on then, Jeff.
Their AR software.
No. Bad luck. Good effort.
Android, but that's probably bullshit as well.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
That's something to do with AI?
No, it's their security keys.
That sounds about right.
Does he Google it, frankly?
Yeah, it says open source in inverted commas, so I'm guessing it wasn't planned, but who knows?
Open SK.
Jeffrey, what have you got?
Let's do 17.
17. SpaceX started launching its Starlink satellites this year. So far, how many have they got in orbit as of this morning? I'll give you a ballpark. You don't have to be exact.
7,000?
Okay. It's my turn. I was going to say 8,000.
You're going to say how many?
8,000.
No. Go on, Ian.
60.
60, no. They do 60 at one go, don't they?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
17,000.
No. Anyone else?
5,000.
No.
40,000.
1 billion.
1 billion.
No, 895.
No,
955.
Not bad, mate. In the end, but second time it was your second go. Patrice, your turn.
Google is my friend.
No googling. You can't Google. Get your face away from that screen.
Cheating. 25.
25. I haven't put a question in 25. That solves that problem then.
Do I get a point?
Duh. Oh, actually, no, that means that this document hasn't updated because 44 is missing as well. And I definitely know I did that one. Oh, okay. Oh. Don't worry. Pick another number then.
32.
What allegedly finished in 200 seconds when it should have taken over 10,000 years?
It's a rude answer.
For that.
I don't know. I don't know. Cracking Google's master keys?
No. Topical, but no. It's quite a hard one.
Saving up for some iPod Maxis.
No, it was a calculation on Google's quantum computer. It should have took Google's computer 200 seconds to complete it, and it would have taken a normal supercomputer 10,000 years.
So, wow.
Okay.
There are some Santa's sacks, by the way, don't forget. So there is some big questions on offer for you here. Howan, you're next.
Number 13.
13. She's not superstitious. What's the code name for Intel's 11th generation chips?
Oh, great. I'm not going to get this one. Oh, no.
No Googling, Grant. Get your face away from that screen and your hands away from that keyboard. I'm serious. Oh, don't do it, mate.
I can see this.
I'll kick you out. Come on, Howe.
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, bad luck, mate. No. I'm gone there, Grantie.
Gone Coffee Lake? And it wasn't Googling?
It's not Coffee Lake, because if you Googled, you'd have got it right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something Lake.
Is it Tiger Lake?
Bravo, but you're not getting a point for something
Sky Lake. Sky Lake was what?
Tiger Lake?
It was Tiger Lake, Patrice, yes. Bonus point, Patrice.
Hang on, am I on mute? Did I said that?
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, you are on mute, and I don't know why.
I'm on mute?
You were on mute, obviously.
Right.
I can hear you now, but...
Yeah, that would... Yeah, okay.
Give it to him.
No.
Give it to him, yeah.
I'm not going to give it to him. He's bloody incompetent.
No, you can't use your own tech.
Who comes on a quiz and mutes himself? I asked
I'm
you,
not on Rich. Mute.
Well, you didn't say Tiger Lake.
Patrice's and no me.
Okay, carry on.
Right.
Carry on. Right. I'm not on mute now. I'm touching nothing.
Good
right.
lad.
Okay.
Rich, it's your go. You stroppy bastard.
50. Oh.
50.
50, yeah.
Who planned to take over HP this year but got cold feet?
Oh.
Heinz.
No clue. No idea.
Not Heinz.
Could be anybody. Microsoft.
Oracle?
Not Microsoft, not Oracle. You can't guess anymore now.
It's IBM?
No. I was quite shocked when I found this out. It's Xerox.
Xerox.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah.
Would be nice.
It would, yeah. It's Muller.
Oh, 9!
Which application did Trump plan to ban in August of this year? Application did Trump plan to ban TikTok. In August of this year? TikTok, 2 points to Mueller. Where's Mueller's score? It's not there. It's here. There we go. And 2 points to Mueller. There we go. And Attlee to close out the round.
Blackjack.
21. Who wanted to ban the payment of ransomware demands this year? That's really hard, wouldn't it? Someone's got all your frigging data and they want 10 grand. You've got 10 grand, but you can't because of the fact you're banned from paying them.
Melania Trump.
No.
The US government?
No, it was New York.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At the end of the first round, I'm not going to be struggling for losing count. Ian Grant, 0. Jeff G, 0. Patrice has stolen a 1. Howard's got 0. Rich has got 0. Muller's taken a 2. And Attlee is on 0 as well.
Get round.
Yeah, not the best. Not the best. Grantie, pick us off.
45.
What popular long-running gaming franchise released its Valhalla edition this year?
Oh, it's probably... game, not what's the one that they what's the one that millions of people play?
Atlee's looking to steal.
I can't think of the name of it now. I don't think it was called, it's not the Call of Duty, was it?
No, go on, Atlee.
Assassin's Creed.
It is Assassin's Creed, yes, well done.
Yeah, my friends play that one.
Hello.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla was out this year. Well done, Atlee. Your turn, Jeff.
Let's do 28.
28. What feature did YouTube launch in April?
Video?
Oh.
Shut up, fella.
I know. What feature did they launch in April?
And it wasn't decent content.
I
think I know.
I know it.
Yeah, I might know as well.
I think I don't know. Atlee put his hand up first, I think, but
I have no idea. Yeah. So I'm going to guess that it was a new streaming original content.
No, go on, Chase. Then
8K.
No, go on, Atlee.
YouTube Premium.
No, go on, Howard.
Oh, really?
Was it their captioning thing?
No, anyone?
That was rolled out.
YouTube user.
Just is making
it was
a lot better.
It was HDR.
Yeah, I was going for premium, so yeah, I'm out now.
What did you say, Rich?
HDR.
No, it was shorts to try and compete with TikTok.
Oh.
Well, that did well.
That was glorious. Yeah, you remember.
Triggers put the COVID vaccine. I don't know what answers that for, though. Unlucky. Howard, no, is it Patrice or was that Patrice?
Wasn't Jeff.
That was Jeff. Right, Patrice.
Okay. 24.
Which company's tech stocks rose 742% from March to December this year? Which tech company's stocks rose 742%?
I know that one.
I'm going to say Zoom.
No.
Okay.
They only did 500%.
Huh.
Only 500%.
Yeah.
They really should have tried harder.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's only one company that's exceeded them in the growth period.
That'd be Microsoft then.
Mm-mm. I have another guess.
Microsoft with online services?
Yeah. Microsoft Teams?
No, the answer's Tesla.
Tesla.
Really? Tesla.
Does that make sense?
I think they probably had a bit of a tumble as well, which didn't help.
I was going to say, what
stock market
So they had a tumble before they then had a rapid rise. So, Howard, your pick.
We had 21.
Yeah, 21's gone.
On 31.
Facebook launched tuned messaging directed at who? Facebook launched tuned messaging directed at who?
Oh.
Ooh, was this directed at voters?
No. That might have been the death knell of Facebook had they done that. Who was tuned messaging aimed at?
Tuned. Instagram.
It makes sense with the title when you know the answer, but it's not an obvious title.
iTunes.
Yeah. No, it was couples. They wanted couples to get jiggy on Facebook, and they were going to snoop it, I reckon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the inappropriate messaging service for couples was called Tune.
Tune, right.
Yeah. Rich?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 25.
I haven't got one. I'll come back to that.
49.
Which airline divulged the records of 9 million customers this year and promptly got sued?
Was that Virgin?
No, it was not.
Okay.
Is it BA?
No. Go on, Howard. No. BA, no. Not BA.
Spirit Airlines.
There was bloody loads of them, to be fair.
No.
Not American?
EasyJet.
Oh.
What number of question was that?
That was...
49,
okay.
49. I'm sorry.
Okay, Mullet.
All right. I'm going to go number 20.
Number 20. Google got a £5 billion fine this year for tracking users in what?
Tracking users in what? On Maps?
No. That's kind of required. They wouldn't get a fine for it.
Yeah, but... It would be if they were tracking
Maps. Go on,
Howard. Was it by ads?
No. Richie, you got your hand up.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, was it Safari on iOS?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
It was a bit of a question then. Jesus Christ.
Is it Chrome tracking people in Chrome?
When the location services were off?
Right, Jeff's got heart. I'll give Jeff a point, but they were tracking people in Chrome, but specifically what?
Oh. Private windows?
Yes, privacy. When you clicked on private, they still tracked you.
Ooh. That's
not what
Bastards. I know these questions aren't the best, but I fucking struggled like you wouldn't believe today. I'm trying to find them. Good God. And I've got to put a sweary in at 15. Shit. Oh, shit.
And 16.
1601. Oh, shit. 1602. Oh, shit. Right. Whose go was that? Jeff's? No? Yeah.
No. Muller?
Whose question was that? Muller.
I don't know.
All right. The Google got a £5 billion fine. Whose question was that?
Oh, yeah, it was mine.
Oh, good God.
Does he get a point for remembering it was his question?
The only thing he remembers is he's got Alzheimer's.
Well, they do say the memory is the second thing to go. Sadly, Muller can't remember what was first to go.
Yeah. Muller's disappeared as well. He's turned into Patrice, which is...
He shrunk.
Muller? I'm over here! No, but how did you turn into Patrice? That's not... Okay.
Super interesting.
No, it really isn't. Atlee?
Yes.
We can pick a number.
How about 32?
It's gone.
32 is gone?
Yes. What allegedly finished in 2 seconds?
Okay, 34.
It's a Santa sack.
Nice.
There are 8 points available here. There's 6 points available. So there are 4 tech billionaires in this year's top 10. You get 2 points for naming each of them, and you get a bonus 2 points if you put them in the right order. So think carefully. So 1, 2, 5 for tech billionaires. Away you go.
In what way? In what regard? How are these?
They are the Forbes richest 10 tech billionaires. They are purely tech. So Warren Buffett's not in there or anything like that.
Okay, so yeah.
Well, he is in that list, but he's not in the list that I want. I want the list of tech-only billionaires, 1 to 4. If you get them in the right order, you get 10 points.
So it would be Bezos.
One.
Obviously. Zuckerberg.
He's one of them, but you've got the wrong order. So you've blown your 2 points there.
Okay. Musk?
No.
Really? Okay. Ellison?
3. And you got one more to choose.
Never heard him.
I'm trying to think of...
He's got Ellison. Else I would
say. Got large boats.
It's got to be Trump.
No, Trump isn't. Cook is my fourth one, I guess.
No, so fly it open. One more to get.
Gates.
Gates, well done, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
he's still going to still be in there. He's not lost his money yet, has he?
Yeah, but he's not. Yeah. Really,
does he still
really
count, though? I mean, he's not directly involved in tech anymore. Is
Gates?
Yeah, he's not really. I wasn't.
Yeah, but his fortune was built on it. Fortune's tech,
Buffett.
Yeah.
He's not. He doesn't do tech anymore.
No, but he's fortunes from tech. So Bezos, the order is...
But no, I would argue that he's not tech.
Well, you can argue all you like, but I'm right and you're wrong, and you just have to suck it up.
Fine.
Okay.
Is it Bezos then Gates? Gates was always top, wasn't he?
Yeah, Bezos, Gates, Ellison and Zuckerberg.
Very Ellison, Zuckerberg, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bad luck.
What number was that?
That was 34. At the end of a contentious round 2...
Jesus. Hold on a minute, where's
mine? You did yours. You forgot that you did yours when we did it. So the surprise not that you forgot it when you were doing it. I'm only doing one quiz next week, next year. Ian Grant has stolen one. Jeff has stolen one. Patrice has got two. Howard, still yet to score. Rich, still yet to score, but he keeps raising his pencil and I can't see it. You'll have to show it, Rich. And Muller, okay. Two. And Atlee screaming in the lead with seven. That's a round of applause. Right, okay. Round three then, Mr. Grant.
Number two.
Which TV series was confirmed for season two in January before it had even aired any of its season one episodes?
Not yet.
Can't be The Crown. The Crown's already been out for too long for that.
Which TV series was confirmed for a second season in January before it had even aired any of its season one episodes? We did this at the time. It was quite a bit. Patrice said it first, so Patrice is first, and Muller's second.
Go on. What was it? I've no clue.
Okay, Patrice?
I'm going to go with Star Trek Picard.
Picard, correct, yes.
Oh.
Well,
did it not air? Oh.
No, it did air.
It just started airing after that.
It just started after. Already confirmed for season two, mm-hmm. And it was shit as well, which is surprising.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's not the best.
I was shocked.
It was all right.
Bollocks.
I didn't like it.
Bollocks. Jeffrey.
Let's do 41.
41. In the US, the pandemic triggered a concern for a shortage of programmers in which language?
COBOL.
Is the right answer. Did you know that? Or was that just...
I was thinking it had to be something...
No, I knew that. I remember it being a big thing in a lot of the US-based Twitter chats that I was involved in.
No, yeah. It was COBOL.
I guessed it on one of our shows, too.
Yeah, I guessed at COBOL because I just thought it was an old language, so it's bound to be something that's... it's not going to be Python or something like that, is it?
In senior school?
But COBOL, yeah.
That's how old it is.
Well, I feel like I have now succeeded in the quiz show today because I got the first two question points. That
you did get one in the other show as well. You did get one in the Mac show, so that was good. Well done, Jeff. Superb. COBOL was invented or started use in 1959, Muller, so just after you'd left school. Howard. I know it's Patrice. No, I'm talking about Patrice.
15.
15. What did Spotify force 3,000 accounts to do this year?
To pay?
No. Did I say 3,000? Sorry. What did Spotify force 350,000 accounts to do this year?
Not the
S. No, it's still not pay. There's... anyone else?
Change their
passwords? Change their password, yes.
Okay. Kind of obvious.
Done, Ian. Still
another one.
Now it's Howard.
I'm going to go for number one.
Which tech giant runs CloudFront?
Oracle?
No. Go on, Patrice.
Amazon.
It is Amazon, correct? Yeah, it's AWS service. Yep.
Good start.
See, there's a few hard ones. There's a few easy ones. There's a few testers. You've just been picking the hard ones, I think. That's all it is.
How many people have used CloudFront? That's the question.
Oh, yeah, no one.
I have.
Rich.
Yeah, man. Dealer's choice. You pick a number.
No. I'm not doing that. there'll be signs of cheating and all sorts.
41.
41 bad.
42.
What popular feature did Facebook Messenger get in March of this year?
Was that Instagram messages?
No, it was not. Bad luck. Throwing it open.
Go emojis? On,
hang on, sure, Patrice, put his hand up first. Don't shout out, Muller. Go on.
A business chat?
No. Atlee?
There's a color theming thing that
Go on. You're not far off, but you need to say the right words.
Oh, got it now.
Emotional themes, or I don't know, feelings or something. I called it something weird.
No, it was the shit that beleaguered all apps at the start of the year.
Can I have another? Yeah.
Oh, dark mode. Dark mode.
Dark mode.
Well done, Howard. That's a hell of a delay to you. I mean, have you gone to Nigeria or are you actually still in England?
I am still in England.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's awesome.
Good to know. Muller.
Oh, 43.
Which top 50 golfer took part in the televised virtual Formula One Grand Prix at the start of the year during lockdown? Which top 50 golfer took part in the televised Formula One Grand Prix at the start of the year or during lockdown?
Tiger Woods.
No.
That's the only one I knew.
I know the guy's name. I can't remember.
Rory McIlroy.
No.
Patrick, what's his name?
No.
Biggie Bajob.
No, Ian Poulter. Ian Poulter.
Yeah, you did.
Another Ian. Should have known.
The postman, mate. Always delivers. At the end of that round, Ian has 2, Jeff has 3, Patrice has 4, Howard still yet to score. Rich, still yet to score. Muller 2 and Attlee not scored. He's still on 7. So there's plenty for them to catch up with. Matrice is getting closest. Right. Mr. Grant, pick another number.
Oh, that's a 5 then.
What did Microsoft pledge to be by 2030?
Oh.
Carbon neutral, probably.
No.
No, I know.
Go on.
I got it.
Go on.
Carbon negative.
Carbon negative, well done.
Semantics.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
picking chuffing hair.
That's okay, I'll take the semantic point.
You're being a bit picky. What, about the right answer as opposed to the wrong answer, Grant?
I said carbon, damn it.
I'm not...
I said carbon.
You
it
lot...
The correct thing.
You lot needed a cookie and a sleep this afternoon. Jesus. Jeff.
Grant just thought they were going to cycle up a hill with a bloody brown loaf in its in the front of the bike.
Right, come on, Jeff.
37.
What was that one? The last one?
Oh, I don't know. I've slept since then.
Fine.
5 I had last. I had 5.
Right, Jeff. Google Maps gave users an Easter egg this year on April Fool's Day with a classic game. What was the game?
What was that?
Oh, it was
37.
It was Mario Kart.
No.
You got to drive your little Mario Kart around instead of a car icon.
No.
Oh.
I know.
Go on.
It was Batman or the Joker.
No.
It was Pac-Man.
Space Invaders.
No. None of those.
No. Snake. Was it Pac-Man?
No, it was Snake.
That's what I said.
You didn't say Snake, did you?
No, I said Snake.
All right, then. Okay, well, fair enough.
Well, everybody was talking.
He's bullshitting.
No.
Don't accuse a lady of that, mate. It's disgraceful. You've had too much to drink. Calm yourself. Whose question is that? Jeff's.
That was mine.
Yep.
So now it's Patrice.
Patrice for the win.
10.
500,000 profiles for what application were sold on the dark web in April?
500,000 profiles.
Oh.
500,000 profiles for what application were sold on the dark web in April?
I'm going to say Twitter.
Wrong.
Facebook.
Wrong.
Instagram.
No. What could be even worse? Grind.
Twitch.
Grinder.
No, Jeff, you're safe. Don't worry, mate.
Oh, Ashley Madison.
No, it's Zoom.
Oh.
Zoom. I'm surprised no one got that. Come on.
Yeah,
no. Oh, God.
Howard,
I'm not sure anybody wanted
your number. Come on, girl. You've got to get yourself off the bottom here. Come on.
15. Has 15 been taken?
15's gone, yeah.
What else? You're number right, 7?
Number 7's gone.
9.
Gone. You were supposed to be making a note of these. You haven't made a note of them, have you?
I definitely wrote the first three down.
Which
14.
Which bit of make a note of these were you struggling with?
Is it a 14?
Doing it.
She'll slap me next time she meets me. The US Antitrust Committee likened tech companies to what this year? The US Antitrust Committee likened tech companies to what this year? We only talked about this about 2 weeks ago as well.
Tell them what they've got, the data that they're holding on people and why they...
No, but what did they liken them to? The US they said you lot are like...
Democrats.
Egyptians.
I can't... Sorry, I missed that bit.
So the US Antitrust Committee looked at tech companies and said, I tell you what, you lot are like... And they liken them to something.
That passed.
Okay. Anyone?
Robber baron?
Oh, oil barons and railroad tycoons. I'll give you a mark for that, for Atlee. That's not bad. Where we go? Oh, shit. This is too hard. I need a better scoring system. Right. Rich?
Yeah.
44. There isn't a question at the minute. Come back.
45.
Gone.
46.
Which firm dominates the US smart speaker market?
Oh, we had this in a match.
No, you didn't. Which firm currently dominates the US smart speaker market?
I'm thinking it's one of two.
Come on, Rich, you can do it. Get a point.
Well, let's just guess Google or Nest.
No.
Is it Amazon then?
Amazon. Rich, you only get one stab, mate, and then you got to shut up.
Oh, I know then.
Amazon.
No, Ian said Amazon first.
Well, God guess sake. There, Ian. Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's one of two, isn't it?
Feisty and crap. Right, okay. Muller.
Two little dots.
On the 9th of December, SpaceX crashed one of its projects. What was the project called?
Belly flop.
It did belly flop, but that's the wrong answer. Anyone?
Belly flopped anyway.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Anyone? Oh, come on.
I'm still trying to figure out what two little ducks means.
22, because it's two little, it's in bingo.
Bingo. Call it.
Okay. If you draw two twos next to each other, they look like a pair of ducks.
Starship? Starship?
It was Starship, Patrice. Yes, well done.
Nice.
The rest of you are all sitting frigging around wondering about two little ducks, and Patrice is busy answering the question. There's a clue there.
This is why Patrice will win.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jeff. You should have just Googled it, mate.
But you've taken a habit of stealing Jeff's questions and then getting in with the next one and missing it, Patrice. So come on then.
Google it, bro.
Don't be Googling. Anyone Googles, and you're burning in hell. Right. Sorry, Patrice. Say again.
23.
Who advertised their product this year using the Underground logo in their advert? This is a piece of cake. Come on.
No idea.
Which product was advertised this year using the Underground logo in the advert? The Underground logo.
I have no clue. I'm going to pass.
Okay, anyone? You're going to kick yourselves.
You mean the Underground, the subway, the British subway.
The British subway logo, yeah. PlayStation 5.
London Transport.
Okay.
No, PlayStation 5, because they did a triangle, and then they used the London Underground Circle, then they did a square and an X for the PlayStation 5 adverts. It was very clever, and it was really well known as news as well. That clearly just shows that the questions aren't the problem.
Well, I thought we'd already established this.
Make the news here.
Howard, you'll go.
Number 16.
16. Ooh. Who announced outdoor smart lights in January?
Outdoor smart lights.
Come on, you can get this.
It wasn't Ring, was it? Or Amazon?
No, it wasn't. Okay.
Hugh?
It was Hugh, yes.
Hugh?
Philips Hugh. Bonus point to Atlee. Rich.
Yeah, number two.
Gone.
Done.
Three.
Who sings the theme song for the James Bond film No Time to Die?
Oh, I know.
Looks like I've seen.
Is it? It's Billie Eilish.
It is Billie Eilish. Well done, mate.
How the hell is that the one I knew?
Because you're a sadder. You've been walking around the house singing it for the last 2 years.
I've never even heard it.
Well done, mate.
Oh, wow.
Muller?
Number four.
January, who released a smartwatch that monitored sleep apnea and atrial fibrillation?
Would that be the Apple Watch?
No, it wouldn't.
Well, they do, because it bored me twice when I was out drinking.
Right, they didn't release it in January, you muppet.
Okay, Withings then.
No, you cut up you for bloody hell.
You said it was wrong.
Yes, so you shut up and let someone else have a go.
Samsung.
Oh, back when she's beaten all of you. Are you?
It's Withings. Right?
No one's getting any points for that. Behave, a lot of you. Right. Atlee.
11.
Which major shop was accused of port scanning its users this year?
Target?
No. Which major shop was accused of port scanning its users this year?
Surely not Amazon.
No.
Oh, I know.
Walmart?
Not your go. No.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyone? Jeff, you were going to have a go and you didn't say it, did you?
No, but I actually don't know what port scanning is in this context.
Where they scan they work out what ports you've got on your computer that facilitate remote login software like TeamViewer and stuff like that.
Oh, that's really crappy.
Yeah, It is really crappy, and it's it was eBay.
Ooh.
Yeah. At the end of that round, then Ian Grant 3, Jeff 3, Patrice 6, pulling up. Howard still yet to score. Rich 1. Muller 2 and Atlee is still in the lead, but not by much at 10. There we go.
Shouldn't Rich have gotten 2 because it was his question?
He should. You're absolutely right. I should put another one on. I do apologise, Rich. My mistake. Well spotted, Patrice. Right, Patrice.
Yeah, I'm coming for you now, Atlee.
Ian, pick a number.
let's go for 48.
The Call of Duty franchise released its newest edition this year. What was the newest edition called?
Cold War.
It is Cold War. Well done, mate. Superb.
It was like, no, I knew it was something to do with that era.
Excellent. Jeff?
30.
30. Who is the star of Drag Race?
I don't even know what Drag Race is.
Atlee, you're a twat. Shut up.
Chris Evans. I have no idea.
I'm sure there's rumours of him being gay. I know, but no. It's RuPaul. Atlee shouted the answer out, and Jeff just didn't hear him.
Is that all the noise?
Drat my internet connection.
Jesus. That's the easiest point you should have ever got.
If only I had heard him.
Okay. Patrice.
Burying his bodies.
Patrice.
29.
Harrison Ford was confirmed to make a film in what franchise this year?
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, yeah. 86 as well. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow.
What are they going to do? Pick him up?
No, he's going to become one of the fossils. Yeah.
Yeah. Silver skull.
He's a crystal
Indiana
skull.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Lost there. Indiana Jones.
And the Lost Chamber Pot.
Indiana Jones and the Lost. Did you just say Indiana Jones and the Lost Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Indiana Jones, who are you?
Indiana Jones, I did what?
Indiana Jones and the Lost Man.
And Indiana Jones and why the hell am I in this temple?
Indiana Jones, well, what's this button do?
I just want to say, if there's anyone here who's got dementia and finds that deeply offensive, don't worry, you won't remember.
Wow.
Like that went. Ow.
Whose turn was that then?
Howard's next.
Howard's right. Next. Right, Howard, come on, girl.
Number 40.
40. No, it's not. Shut up. Mm-hmm. What did Microsoft release for Mac users in May of this year? Come on.
Oh, I know that.
You can get this.
I know this.
Patrice was first.
Yeah, it just was.
Come on, girl. What did Office. Microsoft release for Mac users this year in May? You can get this. Come on.
No. Office? One of the Office products, I think.
Definitely not. No, Padlock. Okay, Patrice had his hand up first. Go on.
Edge browser.
It was the Edge browser. Well done, Patrice. Superb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
It was only in May this year. Like, it feels like longer.
Yeah, I know.
It's like ages ago.
Right. I just wasn't thinking it could be that. That's not too. That's too soon. It was earlier, but clearly not.
Rich, pick a number, mate.
I'll take Bond themes for 400, please, Alex. But failing that, number 5.
Five. Bond. What did Microsoft pledge? Oh, we've done that one. Sorry, yeah. That's gone.
Number 6.
Number 6, what did Skype add to its iOS apps this year as a feature?
Usability.
calls. Video calls.
Like multi-person video chat thing, video conferencing thing.
No.
Okay.
I know.
Why would they?
Patrice had his hand up. Go on, Patrice.
Dark mode?
No.
I know.
Would it be nice?
Nice try.
I know.
Go on then.
Blur.
It was Blur, yes.
Oh.
I hope you're not Googling.
So crap.
Are you Googling that or are you reading Batwench's answers? Batwench, slow down on the answers, please.
Oh, is that where they are? Okay.
Batwench, she put
Edge. No, she's put Edge. She hasn't put Blur, no. But she got Edge for the right thing. Right, okay, Muller.
I'll have number 8.
What did Samsung unveil at their Unpacked event in February?
A phone?
It was phones, yeah. Just that simple.
This is random. Holding
Atlee.
4.
It's gone.
Or is that, sorry, my apologies. 10 then.
Gone.
Oh. 12.
What dropped or what went down by 20% in Q2 of this year? What went down by 20% in Q2? Shut up, Muller. In Q2 of this year.
Down by 20% in Q2 of this year. Worldwide or?
Yeah.
Oh, pollution.
No.
Yeah.
No, don't know then.
I think I'm going to go. I've got to guess.
Go on then.
Apple stock.
No.
No.
How about sales? Smartphone sales?
Smartphone sales, Jeffrey. Well done.
Oh, nice.
Jeff, there we go. At the end of that round, it's actually quite exciting. Ian has 5, Jeff has 4, Patrice has 9. Howard still gets to score, but there is a Santa sack left, which could pull her back into the race quite heavily. Rich 2, Muller 5, and Attlee still just in the lead on 11. Okay, last round then. I've got to find one question, though, so just bear with me. I'll try and do it while you're talking.
Mike, there's a long
time. What have we got left?
Ian, off you go.
In a bingo manner, legs 11.
11's gone.
Oh, is 11 gone?
It's gone.
Yeah. Everything under 17.
In that case, let's have 33.
Slingbox formerly died in what month of this year?
Not a Scooby-Doo.
Slingbox formerly died in what month of this year?
I'll guess at May, and then I've had my go.
That is 1 in 12, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
July?
No.
June?
Did they get died at all? I think it's got about another 3 or 4 years left.
Well, as in it's gone as a product. Jesus Christ, that squeaky noise that you keep making, you get worse every time that squeaky noise comes. No, not that one. The one that's the other one. Right, come on.
December?
No, November.
Oh, November.
Okay, next. He's Jeff.
18.
18. What did the UK decide to adopt in June of this year?
COVID.
What did the UK decide to adopt in June of this year?
Was it the it's on the law?
I have no idea. I'm going but to they've, say they've they gone decided early. to adopt Mark Zuckerberg to take him off of our hands. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Unfortunately for you, the answer's wrong. Howard, come on. Howard, go.
It was some act, wasn't it?
It was what?
Was it something to do with taxes on big tech? Oh, I can't remember. But they'd
Who's just gone to the loo then?
was it something to do with taxes, but they adopted it early?
It wasn't taxes, no.
No.
Can I go?
Go on then.
The Google Apple exposure notification API?
Yes, I'll go for that. It's Apple's and Google's track and trace.
Yeah, that's what it's officially called.
Yeah, so, there we go.
Yeah.
Bonus of course. To Patrice.
Of course I take that.
Well done. I've got 25 is now a valid question, by the way. So
I was actually going to go for that, so 25 is good.
What did Uber do to UK fares this year?
They shut it down?
No. Of course not.
Increased them.
No.
Halved them.
No.
Lock on them so they wouldn't go any higher?
No, they quoted them. So instead of doing an estimated fare and then you paid the full amount regardless of what happened, you actually got a quoted fare beforehand and it charged you the quoted fare regardless. So there you go. That was 25 gone then. So I've got my extra question sorted because that was it. Right. Howard, is it your go?
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, then.
You got 26?
Yes. In April, Zoom was accused of misleading customers with claims that its software did what?
Oh, I know that.
That's going to be...
I did encryption.
Yeah, end-to-end encryption. Howard gets a point.
Finally!
Get 2 points for Howard. Well done, girl. She's in. That's made her night now. It doesn't matter that she doesn't win. It's just...
Psst. Yeah, I've got one. That's all I care about.
Still fighting with Rich for the wooden spoon. Talking to Rich.
Hello, number 9.
Everything's gone up to 19.
20?
20's gone up to 27.
28, you can see where this is. Just give it the next highest one, really. It's fine.
35.
I'm telling you numbers.
There you go.
35. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost made their first TV series on Amazon Prime this year. What was the series called?
The Truth Seekers.
Congratulations, mate.
I'm good at popular culture TV and movies. It's just tech questions.
I actually quite enjoyed that show, I have to say.
Holy crap. It was good. It was good. Watch that.
The Truth Seekers is really good. It was all right. I mean, it's a bit brain off and it's a bit ludicrous, but it was hilarious into places. Muller.
24.
Gone.
Oh, is it? 17?
No, you got 19, 27, 36, 38, 39, or 47. What? 19. How many subscribers did Disney Plus have after their first 5 months of trading?
Ooh.
I'll give you the ballpark figure.
What? Plus or minus what?
Well, just answer the question and I'll decide if it's close enough.
Ballpark,
based on the fact you've been a dick all of the night, it might be within one.
I have an idea.
Three. 5 million.
No.
No.
Not even close.
Okay.
Go on, Patrice.
I'm going to say 35 million.
No. Howard?
60 million?
How much?
50.
50 is correct, yes. Howard's got another point. Very good. Unbelievable.
Nice.
She's going to land the Santa sack, come from behind, yeah. kick your asses.
Yep.
That would be perfect.
That's just the way you can cheat this game.
Santa sack.
Whose go is it next? Atlee? Whose go was that?
No, Atlee.
It is Atlee, yeah. Go on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
39.
No, Atlee had that go, didn't he?
No, that was Muller's question.
That was
39. Symfonisk is a tech product brought to you by IKEA in conjunction with which other firm?
I know it.
And I'll give you a bonus if you can tell me what a trad free is. Symfonisk is a tech product brought to you by IKEA in conjunction with what other firm? And a bonus point if you can tell me what their tech product, the trad fee, is.
Is it Sonos?
It is Sonos for two points. And what's the trad free?
Is that the stand?
No.
It's a sex toy.
Is that the lamp?
Yes, because I did a double take walking around IKEA the other week. Yeah. Say again, Patrice.
Is that the lamp?
No, it's a smart socket, a smart plug.
Oh.
At the end of that round, the scores are 5 for Ian, 4 for Jeff, Patrice on 10, Howard coming forward with 3, Rich with 4, she's got a shimmy on, look, Muller 5, and Atlee on 12. It's all to play for going into the last round. Let's just check there's enough questions. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, there's only 4 questions left. So that means the last people are going to get the questions. Howard, pick a number between 27, 36, 38, and 47.
I'll go in 38.
38. What Steve Carell show was just not funny this year?
That was I know this.
A quote, by the way. So Rich is trying to steal.
I definitely don't know this.
Go on then, Rich.
I'm not even going to bother.
Space Force. Half.
Yeah, it was Space Force. Oh, yeah. It was pretty shit.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's probably why I did
it. Now, that's a problem because Rich has now got 5, which means that Howard still has another question. pick a number between 27, 36 and 47, Howard.
Oh, it's for me. 36.
36. Tesla Model 3 was announced this year. What was the starting price in dollars and how far did they claim it would go?
Was it about 200,000?
500 more.
Say again, please, Muller. Howard.
Was it about 200,000?
No.
No.
Neither of those figures were 200,000.
Can I go?
Yeah, go on.
I would say 35. Oh, sorry.
Go on, Patrice.
Hold on a minute.
$35,000, and I think it's, was it 380 miles?
Nope. Go on, Bradley.
I thought it was supposed to be 50,000, and it was 500 miles.
No, it's 40,350 miles.
Shit. Okay.
Okay, Jeff G., you can have 47 or 27.
Let's go with 27.
Logitech took on Ring with their own smart doorbell this year. What was the name of the smart doorbell?
I know this as well.
I have no idea. Look.
No, go on then, Rich.
Was it Hello?
No.
Bollocks.
I thought you said you knew it.
I thought I knew it.
It was the Circle View. And the last question, 47, goes to, give it to Howard. What movie franchise was, what movie franchise and cast was revived by Netflix as a TV series this year after 31 years? This is actually relatively easy, but...
31 years.
Yeah, what movie franchise and cast was revived by Netflix as a TV series this year after 31 years?
Has it been shown this year? Or it's
been shown.
Just been
year.
Talked about.
No, it's been shown. Yeah.
What was revived?
I think I know.
Yeah, I think I know.
Go on then. Someone.
Peanuts. Peanuts. No.
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. Yes. Well done, Ian.
Oh, the
didn't YouTube make that? Stuff. YouTube made that about 5 years ago. Not. That was one of their YouTube premium shows when they launched that.
All right, I got
and,
that wrong.
And no one watched it and they sold it to Netflix.
Okay, so the final scores then. Ian Grant has 6. Jeff G has 4. Howard has 3. Rich and Muller both have 5. Patrice, you got close, girl, but you only got 10. But the winner with that one question that just gave it to him was Atlee on 12. Well done, mate. Congratulations. You are this year's champion.
Awesome. Cool.
Nice.
Very good.
Where can everyone get a hold of you, Ian?
I'm at TOABOA on Twitter as usual. I'll turn it off and back on again. I can be found in the Slack room sometimes more often than not these days. And you can find me as Ian Grant on LinkedIn.
Excellent, mate. Jeff?
Twitter and Instagram, Jay Gamut, both places, The Big Show, The Mac Show, pretty much everyone else's show. And I ran out of time, so I didn't get to do the Lego Advent calendar between the two holiday shows. So I'll make that happen right after this.
Yeah, stick on Instagram and I'll watch, mate. Patrice, where would you be?
Well, usually every week here on The Big Show, on The Mac Show, my podcast is The Foodie Flashback, where I talk to random people, foodies or not, about food, food-related memories, and everything that goes with that. And all the links of everything I do, social medias and so on, you can find on thepatrice.com.
Excellent, mate. Howard, where are you?
I'm on Twitter as Howie A, and sometimes I'm on The Big Show.
Good. Get yourself on more often, girl. We love having you.
Mm-hmm.
Nice new backdrop, by the way.
Curtains.
Good lighting. Nice curtains. Rich, where would you be, buddy?
You can find my BPD and MPD videos on YouTube, earlymorningbarking.com.
Cheers, mate. Muller, where are you?
I'm Muller Biker on Twitter and in the Slack room, and cycling around Birmingham quite often on my bike.
And Atlee, where would you be?
You can reach me at atleehunter.com or at atleehunter.com, and you can reach me on the socials at atleehunter. And I'm here.
Excellent, mate. Big thanks to everyone who's listened this year. It's been wonderful. Really enjoyed it. Thanks especially to the chat room who turn out and support us and help make the shows each time. And also the people in Slack. I genuinely love getting up in the morning and talking to them. Special thanks to Muller for doing all the bookings. Well done, pal. That's really saved me a lot of effort. And also thank you to Patrice, who's done an awful lot more in the back room than normal on his own this year. Vaughan's done a few kicks of the server and stuff like that, but you've taken most of the brunt there, Patrice. Thanks ever so much, mate. Really appreciate it. And thanks to all the guests that have come on the show, because, again, we'd be stuffed without them, so it's really lovely. You can follow me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow the network at British Tech. We're going to be back again probably about the 8th of January, I think. We're going to carry on. It's going to be okay. Don't worry. We're going nowhere. If you can give a donation, that would be great. Go to the webpage and there's a how to support BTN there, $5, $10 or $20. And if you can bung a few extra quid towards Carl Swagger, he's had a bit of a rough week. He's lost a contract for the NBA. So if you could give him a bit of a leg up, that would be fantastic as well. Cheers. Have a great Christmas. Enjoy the love of your family if you do get to see them. It's been a horrible time, but we'll start 2022 as we 2021 as we need to go on, and it should be all right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.